I had an experience in this church 32 years ago, quite a thing. 32 years ago, I had one of our church members come up to us. I can still see his face. In fact, I dreamed about him just the other day. We were visiting. As though he was right there. And he said to me, I the other day saw something, and it was pretty horrendous. Two of our church members, I don't recall all the details, but he said it was bad. And, I saw them. And right there and then I had an option to go screaming about what I saw, or to fall on my face and say, it's none of my business, it's in God's hands. And he said, sir, I just want to come to you as the senior minister and tell you I have seen some things. I saw thus and so. And I shall never tell a human being. I will not tell my wife. I will not tell my children. I will not tell my friends. I will take this thing and give it to God. And I'll submit it in my life to God. And let God take care of this whenever, if ever. And he walked away. And not another word was ever said. Not another comment was ever made. Not another thought was ever expressed. And 31 years have gone by now. And those folks have done their thing and come and gone, whatever, and it's gone and over with. Now, let me tell you something. He became a sweet, spirited, blessed man. If you are a murderer and you hate people, it'll do something to you as well as others. If you are a thief, it'll do something to you as well as to others. If you're an evildoer, it'll do something to you. You will suffer for it. And if you are a busybody, you will suffer for playing God in people's lives. You will suffer for going where you aren't supposed to go. You'll suffer for saying what you are not supposed to say. You will suffer for ending up doing what you're not supposed to do. You will suffer for interrupting the move of God in someone's life. You know, interestingly enough, when you cross-reference this in your Bible, the King James folks cross-reference it to the time when Peter asked about how someone else would die, and Jesus looked at him and said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. That's the opposite of being a busybody. You know, it's time for us to learn as Americans the hardest lesson of all. Murder is also hate. Theft is also not taking care of others. Evil doing is the opposite of good, and you can't mix the two. And being a busybody requires of us a price in our lives and others that we don't want to have to pay. And it's time for us to humble our thoughts and our minds and restrict them ourselves. It's not just a matter of, well, stop doing that. It's a matter of, you come to that conclusion. It's time for our high-mindedness, our heady-mindedness, our lofty thinking to bring us to the place where we say, you know, I've hurt myself a lot by playing with Pandora's box.